So we're up to the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kayotzebo, it's fairly easy, straightforward stuff. Kayotzebo, says the Mishnah similarly, Rotzeach Shegalo Le'ir Miklato. Let's say a Rotzeach goes to the Ir Miklat. V'ratzu Anshei Le'ir L'chabdo. And the people in the city want to honor him. They say, oh, he's such an important person. They want to give him some sort of honor. A new guy moved to town. They want to honor him. Yomar Lahem Rotzeach Ani. He needs to inform them, what? That he is a killer. Before you honor me, there's something you should know about me. I have a little bit of a history. I accidentally killed somebody. He needs to tell them that. Amru lo, if they say to him, Afal pi kein, we don't care, we want to honor you anyway, then you kabel mehen. Then he's allowed to receive that honor. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, vizeh dvar harotzeach. This is the matter of, or what we're going to describe as, the word of the rotzeach. Meaning he has to say words. He has to tell them, he has to inform them verbally what he is, who he is, what his background is. That is the idea. Ma'alim next topic in the Mishnah. On the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Ma'alim hayu schar l'levim divir Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Rav lo hayu ma'alim schar. Second topic in the Mishnah. When the rotzeach goes to the Ir Miklat, and he finds a place to live, does he have to pay a rental fee to the Levim who own the city? It's the city of Levim. Does he have to pay a rental fee? Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Meir says no. Third topic in the Mishnah. V'chozer l'srara shahaya ba divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo haya l'chozer l'srara shahaya ba. Srara again means an important position. Let's say when he gets out of the Ir Miklat, and he used to be the chief rabbi of a town, he used to be a dayan, he used to be something important. Does he get to go back to his old position? Machlokes. Rabbi Meir says he does get to go back to his old position. Rabbi Yehuda says he does not get to go back to his old position. So main point number, you can either have it as number 4 on Yud Beis and Beis, or number 1 Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. I don't really care how you put it. 3 halachos in the Mishnah. Number 1, the rotzeach has to inform the people before accepting any honor. He has to inform the people before accepting any honor. What does he have to inform them of? He's a murderer. Number 2, machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if he has to pay rent in the Ir Miklat. Machlok Jamei Rabbi Yehuda, does the rotzeach have to pay rent in the Ir Miklat? And number 3, what's number 3? You tell me.
He goes back.
Good. Machlokes, whether he goes back to his old srara, to his old position of authority. Those are the 3 halachos in our Mishnah. Very straightforward. Mishnah, what's the 3rd one you said? There's a machlokas whether he goes back to his old srara, his old position of authority, after he gets out of the Ir Miklat. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, so the Gemara is going to start focusing on the 2nd halacha in the Mishnah, the idea of paying rent. That's the Gemara's topic now. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana explains, by the way, how many Ari Miklat are there?
48.
There are 48. There are the 6 original, and then the 42 additional Ari Levim. Excellent. So the Gemara says, this idea, this machlok is about whether you pay rent. Is that only about the 6 original Ari Miklat? Or is that only about the other 42? Or is it about all of them? Which cities are we talking about? Amar Rav Kahana machlokas b'sheish. The machlokas in our Mishnah, whether the rotzeach pays rent in the Ir Miklat, is only about sheish. What's sheish?
6.
The original 6. Demar savar lechem leklita. And one opinion holds that even though the Torah describes these cities as lachem, for you, for the rotzeach, that just means that it protects him. But it's not actually his. If he wants to live there, he's got to pay rent. It's only his in that he's going to be protected there. Umar savar lachem lechol tzarcheichem. And the other one says, no, the word lachem means, what does that mean, lechol tzarcheichem? For all your needs. It becomes yours. You don't have to pay rent to live in your own city. It's your city. That's by the first 6. Aval barabayim shtayim divrei hakol hayimalim lahem schar. But by the other 42, everyone agrees it does not belong to the rotzeach. You got to pay for that. Everyone agrees by the other 42. Okay, great. Thank you. Everyone agrees you got to pay for the other 42. Amar le Rava, so Rava says, Havagay lechem l'chol tzorcheicha mashma. Rava says, no, that can't be. The word lechem definitely means it's totally yours. And therefore, by the original six, if it's totally yours, everyone would agree by the original six? If it's totally yours, that what? That you don't have to pay any rent. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava explains, machlokes barboim shtayim. The machlokes is about the 42. The Mar Savar, one opinion holds, va'aleihem titnu. The pasuk says, on top of those six, aleihem, on them titnu, you should give another 42. What does it mean, on top of those six? Ki hanach l'klita. That just like the original six protect you, the other 42 protect you. But the other 42 are not rent-free. They just protect you, but they're not yours. Umar Savar, and the other one says, no, va'aleihem titnu means ki hanach. That the other 42 are just like the first six. Mahanach l'kol tzarcheichem, just like the first six you get to live in for free. Af haninami l'kol tzarcheichem, so too the other 42 you get to live in
for free.
For free. Aval v'sheish, but the original six, divrei akol lo hayimal l'etzchar. The original six, everyone agrees you don't have to pay rent for it. Main point number one on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, or two, depending how you're counting. Machlokas amoraim. Whether, this is a little tricky, whether the machlokas about Tanayim, about paying rent, machlokas amoraim, whether the machlokas Tanayim about paying rent is about the original six Ari Miklat or about the additional 42 Ari Miklat. Again, the Mishnah had a machlokas Tanayim whether the Rotzeach pays rent, but the Mishnah wasn't clear which cities we're talking about. So we have a machlokas amoraim, which cities that machlokas tanaim is about. The first opinion says they're arguing whether you pay rent in the original six. The second opinion says no. Rava says no. They're arguing about whether you pay rent in the additional 42. But the original six, you definitely don't pay rent. Let's finish up the perek. Chozer l'sor ha'shayiba. We then had the third point in the Mishnah was that there is a machlokas whether he gets to go back to his original position of authority. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, we have a very similar discussion about an Eved Ivri. When a Jew becomes a slave and then he's let free after his 6 years of slavery, after his servitude is over, does he get to go back to the old position that he used to have? Very similar machlokas over there, says the Braisa. Vishav el mishpachto ve'el achuzas avosav yashuv. Pasuk says the Eved Ivri goes back to his family and to the holding of his fathers. We darshin l'mishpachto hushav ve'eno shav l'mashech ziku avosav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He goes back to his family, but he does not go back to, if his father was king, he doesn't get to be king. He doesn't go back to whatever great positions of authority his parents had. Rameir Omer, af hu shav l'mashich ziku avosa. Rameir says, I disagree. I think he does go back to positions of authority. El achuzas avosav, ki avosav. Because it says he goes back to the holding of his fathers. That means he becomes whatever his father was. He gets to take his father's place as chief rabbi, just like he would have had he never been an Eved. He goes back to that position. That's true of an Eved. V'chein begola, and the same is true if someone went to galus. Kishu omer yashuv, l'rabo says harotzeach. When it says yashuv, it tells me that a rotzeach also goes back. My v'chein begola. What's it teaching me when it says the same is true? Someone who went to galus. Kidetanya, like the Braisa says, yashuv harotzeach al eretz achuzasav. The pasuk says that the murderer returns to the land of his inheritance. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, he goes back to his land, but he does not go back to what?
His position.
To his position, to his title. Rameir says he even goes back to his position, his title, because Gomer Shiva Shiva Mehasam. We link the story of a Rotzeach with the story of an Eved Ivri. Just like an Eved Ivri goes back to his original title, so too does a Rotzeach. Main point, number, whatever. Parallel machlokas, whether an Eved Ivri goes back to Sroro. Meaning, or let's put it in a full sentence. Just like there's a machlokas, whether a Rotzeach goes back to his Sroro, to his position of authority, there's also a machlokas whether an Eved Ivri goes back to his srara, to his position of authority. Hadron alach elu hein hagolin, that's the end of the second parak. Let's quickly read the first Mishnah of the third parak. As I mentioned to you before, the first Mishnah of the third parak is simply a list. What is it a list of? Excellent. All the Yisurim you get Malkus for. And really, if I was writing Maseches Makos, I would have led with this. I would have started with this, because Makos is supposed to be about Makos. So I would have said, Ve'ilin Alokin, what do you get Malkus for? Here they are. Get ready. Haba'al, if someone has relations with Achoso, his sister, Balachos Avid, his father's sister, Balachos Imo, his mother's sister, Balachos Ishto, his wife's sister, Val Eshes Achiv, his brother's wife, Val Eshes Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife, Val Hanida, a woman who's menstruating, Almana L'Kohen Gadol, if he's a Kohen Gadol and he marries a widow, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hediot, he's a regular Kohen and he marries either a divorced woman or a Chalutza. What's a Chalutza? A woman who had chalitza, right, who's faced the Yibum situation at chalitza. Mamzeres and Nesina Yisrael, a regular Jew, sleeps with a Mamzeres or a Nesina. Those are concepts that we discussed before. Bas Yisrael, a Nasin or a Mamzer. A Jewish girl, sleeps with a Nasin or a Mamzer. These are all things you get Malkus for. Almana Ugrusha, what if a Kohen Gadol marries a woman who's both an Almana and a Grusha? Does he get two Malkus or one? So it says the Mishnah, Chayav Nalem Yishum Shnei Shemos, two Malkus, because those are two separate Yisurim. If she was twice previously married, one of those marriages ended in divorce and one in death, he gets two Malkus. They're two totally separate Yisurim. Grusha v'chalutza enu Chayav Elim Shemachas Bulvad. But if the Kohen, a regular Kohen, marries a woman who had two previous marriages, one that ended in divorce, and one that ended with chalitza, with her husband dying and then doing a chalitza, that he only gets one malchus for, because grusha and chalitza is considered to be a type of divorce. So it's considered to be the same iser. So if he sleeps with a grusha and chalitza, that's only one malchus. Now we continue the list of things you get malchus for. Hatame sha'achalas hakodesh. A tame person eats something holy, eats meat from a karban. V'haba el hamikdash tameh, someone who enters the Beis HaMikdash while he himself is tameh. V'ochel chelev, someone who eats the forbidden fats that you're not allowed to eat. V'dam, someone who eats
blood.
V'nosar, someone who eats nosar, the leftover meat of a karvan. U'pigel, someone who eats pigel. What was pigel? Anyone remember? Good, a person who was bringing a karvan and thought that he was going to eat it past the time that you're allowed to eat it. Vitame, someone who eats carbon meat that has become tame. Vashochet umala b'chutz, someone who shechts or offers, sacrifices a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Va'ochel chametz b'pesach, I think you should be able to figure that one out. What does that mean?
Eats
chametz b'pesach. Va'ochel ve'osa malacha b'yom ha-kippurim, if someone either eats or does malacha on Yom Kippur. Someone who tries to produce his own shemen amishcha, the special oil they would use to anoint Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, someone tries to make his own shemen amishcha, that you get malchus for as well. Someone who tries to produce his own ketores, that they would burn in the Beis HaMikdash every day, the special incense, he tries to produce it on his own. He gets malchus for that as well. V'hasach b'shemen amishcha, someone who gets a hold of a bottle of shemen amishcha that they use in the Beis HaMikdash and says this is awesome and starts rubbing it on his skin and anointing himself with the shemen amishcha. V'ochel nevelos, someone who eats nevela. U'trefos, someone who eats trefos. Those are important concepts. Shkatzim u'rumasim, someone who eats creepy crawly things like bugs. Achal tevel, if a person eats tevel, what's tevel? We're not taken from. U'maiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. Or a person eats maiser rishon that the truma wasn't taken from. Once the Levi gets his maiser rishon, Levim, you want to listen to this because this is going to be relevant to you. Once the Levi gets his maiser rishon, he needs to take 10% of that and give that to the Kohen. That's trumas maiser. Let's say the Levi eats his maiser rishon before doing that. He gets malchus. That's maiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. Or Maiser Sheni v'Hekdish Shalo Niftu. A person eats Maiser Sheni, or hegdish that wasn't exchanged for money. Let's say the Maaseh Sheni, instead of bringing it to Yerushalayim, he wants to exchange it for money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Except he never exchanged it for money. He's just eating it here in Woodmere. So he gets Malkus for that. Kama yokol min ha-tevel v'yei chayiv. How much tevel does a person have to eat in order to be chayiv? Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shu. Rabbi Shimon says even the tiniest amount. V'chachamim omrim kezayis. And the Chachamim say, no, you're only going to be chayiv Malkus if you eat how much? A kezayis of tevel. Omer lein Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, why do you think you have to eat a kezayis? Don't you agree that if you eat a tiny bug, even if it's much smaller than a kezayis, that you're chayiv? So why would you have to eat a kezayis of tevel to be chayiv? A bug you don't have to eat a kezayis of. What's the answer going to be? Why is a bug different? Good, because a bug is a bria. So Amrullo, they said back to him, Mipneshu kibriyasa. A bug is a beria. A bug is an entire entity. So that's why it's chashuv even if it's smaller than a kezayis. But tevel is just food. It's not an entire entity. So then you would need a kezayis. Omar lahen, Rabbi Shimon said back to them, Av chita achas kibriyasa. I agree a bug is a beria, and that's why you don't need a kezayis. But you know what? A kernel of wheat is also a beria. God made a kernel of wheat also. And if that kernel of wheat happens to be tevel, even though it's very, very tiny, it's a beria, and you should be chayiv for it. Main point number, whatever number you're up to. The Mishnah gives lots of examples of when you get Malkus. Let's add another one. Another main point will be Machlokas, whether you get Malkus for eating less than a kezayis of tevel.
That's another one?
Yeah. Machlokas, whether you get Malkus for eating less than a kezayis of tevel. Fairly easy amud today.